Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy discussions with Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox on various topics related to nature spirituality. Tonight's podcast is an encore presentation from 2015, where Selena explores the Green Man lore and forms across cultures and through the ages, along with ways of working with the Green Man for personal growth and planetary healing.
Tonight, we're going to take a journey inward and around us and exploring the Green Man. The Green Man in imagery, the Green Man as divinity, the Green Man within us, the Green Man throughout all of nature. We'll begin with an invocation. And as I do this, I invite each of you listening to call to mind one or more images of the Green Man. Green Man, we call to you. Green Man, we honor you. Green Man, we remember you. Guide us. Teach us. Be in us. Be with us. Renew us, refresh us, teach us the mysteries of nature and ever-greening life. So mote it be. Now, for some people, the Green Man is a symbol. A symbol they've seen in books, in architecture, in paintings, and it's part of a range of mythic imagery. But for others, it not only is a symbol, but the Green Man is actually a portal through which one can connect with divine vegetative forms, with deities, with the circle of life, death, and rebirth in nature. And we're going to explore some of the ways of working with the Green Man, some of the forms that the Green Man takes, some of the sacred names that are associated with the Green Man. So we look at, what forms does the Green Man take in addition to symbols that are depicted? The Green Man is a presence. A Green Man can live within our own imaginations. In art, when the Green Man is depicted, there are many variations. One of the common forms of Green Man depictions is that of the green face. And this is eyes and sometimes the nose and the mouth peering out through vegetation. So it's as a presence is looking through the green. Another form also involves the face. And that's the form of the Green Man in which the Green Man isn't peering through the vegetation, is the vegetation. Having leaves come out of the mouth, out of the eyes, the nose, the ears, just all over. Now, sometimes the green faces are of a single type of vegetation, such as oak leaves or acanthus leaves. Those are some of the most common. but some green faces are actually a mixture of vegetative forms. In addition to looking at green faces, at times the green man has a full body presence. This is particularly the case in folk dancing and folk theater. In particular, the Morris dancers that may make appearances at Beltane in midsummer and at other times during the year. Often in the retinue, there is a Jack in the Green figure. Now, sometimes this green man figure has a mask made of vegetation, then dressed in green as a human, but sometimes, especially in the Jack in the Green form, the entire body is covered with leaves and may even look like a walking Yule tree in terms of a conical shape. There have been some depictions of this in pop culture, not only in artwork, but in some of the Robin Hood movies. The Jack in the Green will appear and the Green Man will take that form. In fact, some people link the Robin Hood character to the Green Man, as well as John Barleycorn and the May King. Now, you may want to know, well, is it always Green Man? Are there green women? Are there green ones that you can't even tell? And the answer to that is yes. And in addition to green humanoid forms, at times you may see a green cat or some other creature as well. But as you look at the way that green ones typically appear, not only in medieval cathedral art, but in the present day, overwhelmingly the green one is a green man. Now, there are a number of gods of vegetation associated with green ones and the green man. Osiris in Old Egypt, a god with a resurrection dimension, sometimes had his face depicted not with foliage, but was actually green. Dionysus, Attis, Tammuz, some of the other ancient god forms that not only were associated with green and growing things, but connected with the cycle of death, life, rebirth, renewal. What are some ways to work with the green man? I posed this within the last few weeks on my main Facebook page and heard from a variety of different people from different spiritual traditions and cultures and languages from around the world. And one of the things that I was pleased to find out is that there was great popularity for the green man, as well as some real diversity in terms of how to work with the green man. Some have green man images within one's home to serve as a home guardian. Sometimes those green man images, often in the form of green faces, are put outdoors in the garden or in the fields or in an agricultural building as a watcher, as a protector, as an inspirer, as a symbol of prosperity, abundance, fertility, good crops, and renewal. Some people work with green man images as a form of meditative focus, having the art being a central focus as one looks at the art, closes one's eyes, looks at the art, closes one's eyes, internalizing the image and actually using the green man as a way of moving on an inner journey. Another aspect of the green man is the inspirer of hope. This is especially an important aspect of the green man after there's been a loss, a death, some hardship. Having a green man symbol come into one's life at that time can help inspire, encourage, and resonate with renewal and rebirth, the ability to move on from the difficult issue, the loss, and not ignoring that it's happened, but to transform one's consciousness. Some people use the green man image as an altarpiece to represent Father Nature, the God, the Divine Father, and some may actually have a green man and a green woman to have a green god and a green goddess, or a central figure that's the unity of both. Within my own home, I have a variety of different green ones images. Most are green men images, and they are on plaques, they are on fabric, they are on ceramic mugs, and they're on necklaces. So I've been collecting green man images for many years, and each one has its own special qualities. And what I enjoy doing is being able to pick one of those images and to use it for my own meditative focus. But there's some other ways of working with the green man. And at a recent full moon circle I facilitated, we had renewal with the green man as our focus. And this was last week at the full moon in April. We invoked the green man, we did meditation with the green man, but then we went out at twilight and moonrise to gaze into the spring vegetation, the greening of the trees and the shrubs and the herbs in the fields and in the meadows. And we scryed in the vegetation to get a glimpse of green faces. And then worked with the green man in that form as a means of deepening understanding, not only about the green man and the green ones, but the emerging springtime. Also, during our full moon celebration, after we spent some time outdoors, we came together indoors, and I guided a meditation that I created a number of years ago. It's called Renewal with the Green Man. And in this next part of our evening, I invite those of you who are listening live, those of you who are in the chat room, to start focusing your awareness now on being able to connect with the green man through a meditative experience. I'm going to do a version of my renewal with the green man, and the transcript of the original version is online at the Circle Sanctuary website under sample articles with the Circle Magazine section. And I've also posted a link within the last week or so to my main Facebook page. So if you'd like to have the text for use later, you'll find the original version there. One of the great things about the Green Man is that the Green Man is compatible with a number of paths of spirituality, not only pagan ones, but Christian ones, and actually any type of green religion ones. For different world religions are increasingly finding ways to have the environment connected as part of spiritual practice. And the Green Man is not only a wonderful sacred force and mythic symbol to connect with for personal growth, but can be a means for us relating in better ways with the larger natural world around us. The focus of this meditation that I'm about to guide is on personal spiritual renewal. And I invite you to do this meditation as its own spiritual experience right now, but know that in your own spiritual practice later, you may want to incorporate it as part of a personal or group ritual. To begin, allow yourself to get into a comfortable position. Sitting you may find to be helpful because it allows you to be comfortable, but maintain a level of awareness to be able to follow your own inner process and its interaction with the journey I guide with my voice. To start out with, take some deep, slow breaths to center yourself. As you exhale, let go of what you do not need to have with you. Let it dissolve away. As you take deep breaths in, feel yourself taking in relaxation. As you breathe out, release, dispel what you do not need. Let it dissolve away. Now envision a circle of light around you, a radiant light that you can use to aid your practice, to deepen your experience with imagination, and to bless the space around you. Close your eyes and begin by imagining a screen within your mind's eye. And we're going to work with oak and an oak forest. And in this first part of our guided journey, envision an oak forest emerging on the screen, and then to develop your imaginative sense, either picturing it on the screen or getting a sense of it within your own imagination. Imagine that oak forest as a magical, enchanted oak forest that is a sacred place and a place which changes through the wheel of the year. Let it come into view as a springtime oak forest. Leaves, a golden color green, are just now starting to come out on the branches. And the underbrush of the forest is turning a bright, vibrant spring green. Hold that in your mind for a few moments. And now fast forward through the year and let those young leaves sprout out to be large, deep-colored green leaves. The oaks are in full leaf, acorns are forming. Spend a few moments connecting with the oak forest in the summertime. And now, as you get a sense, either visually or intuitively, with the oak forest on your inner screen, it changes now to an autumnal forest. The beautiful green leaves are starting to change colors, russet, gold, orange, scarlet red, browns, a beautiful forest of colored leaves. And let the scene now move into the winter season. And winds blow and the leaves are brown and some of them are floating away. And the forest now emerges again into a springtime form. And as you look into the beautiful springtime forest, you see the face of the green man appearing on your screen. His face is formed of green oak leaves. His eyes are vibrant and twinkle with magical light. He speaks to you. I am your guide in this journey of renewal. Come now into this forest with me. And as you feel ready to do so, move your consciousness into the screen, into the forest. Be there with the green man. Experience the beauty of that forest around you. And now the green man, with a wave of an oaken wand, the forest takes on a wintry look. The green man, with his foliate face, his human-like body, tells you, invites you to journey deeper. Find an oak that reminds you of yourself, he says. Go to it. And ask the spirit of that oak to work with you in its wintry form in a release and later a renewal experience. So in this wintry scene of the forest, you find an oak that calls to you, that you feel connected with. You see oaks of different shapes and sizes, ages, but you keep moving through until you find an oak that seems right for you. And the green man now, as oak tree, oak spirit, as dryad, welcomes you. Commune with me so you can experience release and then the renewal to come. You experience yourself touching the trunk, becoming one with this oak. in this wintry scene, and you take the oak form. You experience the oak in wintertime rest. You sense the few leaves remaining on some of its branches. And now your oak spirit guide speaks to you. Now that we are one, call to mind some things you need to release from yourself and your way of living in daily life in your human form. Reflect a few moments. Name silently in your mind some of those things that you wish to release from yourself. And one by one, as you name them, experience a gust of wind coming forth and blowing away each leaf, carrying away what you wish to dispel. And as you take deep breaths, you focus on release. And knowing that by doing so, you are laying the groundwork for renewal to come. And now the green man appears to you in your oak tree form in this wintry scape. And his right hand is an oak staff with a large golden acorn on top. He speaks, "I am the transformative power of rebirth and renewal." He directs the acorn tip of his staff towards you, and a beam of green light comes forth. Take in that green light. Begin radiating it. Vibrate with the energy. And as you do so, you experience a brilliant beam of sunlight coming down upon you, the sun shining. And around you, other oaks have begun glowing with the green light of renewal, and you recognize that springtime has come. Feel the power, the energy of spring growth within you. Experience it around you. And continuing to be in your oaken form, you experience yourself sprouting new green leaves. Reflect for a time on being one with that oak dimension of self, springing forth new life in the springtime. And now the green man speaks. Consider some things that you can do for personal renewal and wellness in your daily life as a human. And so now, in the next few moments of quiet, as you continue to experience green leaves coming forth from you, green light in you and around you, pay attention to messages that come to you. Ideas, words, phrases, symbols of what you can do in day-to-day life as a human to renew yourself personally, to bring about more well-being. And now the green man directs his staff towards you again and to the rest of the forest, and you experience warm breezes and even brighter sunshine, and it is summertime. He speaks, prosper, realize your potential. You and the rest of the forest are full of vigor, are full of strength, are full of vitality. Reflect for a time on the powers of vegetative magic. Reflect on the powers of vitality. And feel that power within you now, and the memories of your experiences continuing to be with you now, as the Green Man says. Remember your experiences with me, the oak spirit of the tree that you communed with and became one with, and your experiences with this enchanted forest. Now prepare to return to your human form, to your life as a human. And the oak spirit of the tree also bids you, remember me. As you've lived within me, I and my wisdom of transformation now live within you. You emerge from the oak tree, knowing that the oak spirit is part of you, and at some other times you can rejoin it and connect. Give thanks to the oak spirit in that tree. Give thanks to the forest. And give thanks to the Green Man who has been your guide. He gives you a farewell blessing. And now you prepare to leave the forest, moving back out from the screen, which is a portal, back into your more waking state of consciousness. Experience yourself once again looking at the screen, or having a sense of it before you as a gateway, as a portal. And as you see the summertime forest scene on this screen, you see it fading from view. But the energy of the Green Man is there. And a word or a phrase or a symbol appears on that screen before all disappears from view. Call to mind your experiences of this inner journey. Reflect on what you've experienced. If you have paper and pen, you can jot a few notes down. Take some deep, slow breaths. Reorient to that circle of light that you put around you at the start of this journey. Carry with you the energy of renewal. And to manifest it more fully, put some guidance into action that will enhance your well-being, that will enhance renewal for you. If you have an image of the Green Man in your own home, I invite you to work with that in the next few days and nights as you deepen your connection, not only with this sacred form, but with the renewal that he brings. And now we prepare to shift from the renewal with the Green Man journey to our sharing time. And those of you who are in live chat who may want to share some experience or some questions or comments, I invite you to put them forth if you haven't done so already. And those of you who are tuned in and listening live, I also invite you to call our show number if you'd like to dialogue with me that way. The number to call is 347-308-8222. That's 347-308-8222.
Somebody's up an alarm off the noise.
So I'm wondering what type of words connected with the Green Man might be in our live chat.
Hello, Selena.
Hi.
Hi, Dave here, Dave and Jeanette.
Hi.
Hi.
Green Man blessings tonight.
Blessings to you. It was a really nice journey. It was really neat. So far, the feedback was somebody's oven alarm went off in the middle of the meditation.
Well, these things happen. You know, the realm of technology can help connect us, but it also
yep.
can be opportunities to problem solve on keeping our concentration and focus.
Right. We also we've had to deal with that with cats in our house too. With sitting, doing a meditation, you're really into it, and then a cat decides to jump on your lap and make you comfortable. There is a comment, somebody was asking a question about it, whether there's a Green Man equivalent in the Native American traditions.
It depends on the tribe and where they're located, and obviously the woodland Indian tribes, and Cherokee is considered one of the woodland nations and tribes, where you are in a forest and there's a lot of vegetation. Clearly, they're green beings that are honored, as well as in the case of corn or maize, there are beings connected with corn spirit or the maize spirit. And of course, the names for that will vary according to the tribe and what language, you know, they are using. But you'll find that Green Man, Green Ones figures are not only commonplace in old European paganism and contemporary paganism today in many parts of the world, but you will find it part of folk traditions around the world, wherever there's a lot of green vegetation. Good question.
Yeah. And there's some discussion here comparing, you know, Hearn and the Green Man and, you know, the associations between those. I mean, they're both nature. I mean, they're kind of almost forces of nature. Just the two in similar ways, aren't they, Hearn and the Green Man?
Well, yes. And then some contemporary pagan art, I have seen the horned hunter of Hearn, the god of the wild beast in wild places, combined with foliate faces of the Green Man. So you'll find some hybrid images. And in, I believe it was a British Robin Hood series, Hearn would appear in a wooded area and was definitely connected with the forest. You know, and the going back to the question about Native American lore, I also want to mention that sometimes the Green One is a green man, and it's like the green giant. And many who know pop culture and advertising know about the Jolly Green Giant. Well, actually, Jolly Green Giant is not out of just European folkways, but there are also giant green beings in amongst some native peoples as well, which I think is kind of an interesting thing.
Wow, I'm just kind of processing the idea of you know, the vegetables I buy at the store having a giant pagan figure on them.
I always liked the green giant as I was growing up, and it wasn't until I was an adult that I really started being aware of the interconnection between the different forms of green mythic figures. I think with Earth Day coming up, those of you who do Earth Day celebrations, and we certainly do at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, I think it's totally appropriate to call on the green man and green ones as part of ceremonies, to have the figures used as a focal point. And the green man not only can help with personal renewal, but can help with planetary renewal, to be a symbol of the importance of living life sustainably. And I know that a number of environmental groups have delved into some of the old nature folkways as part of talks and storytelling and educational activities. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a religious dimension when you connect with the green man. Can actually take you right into environmental science as well.
Right. It leads itself kind of that way in a very natural progression, it seems, you know, being into the environment and connecting with nature and then the environmental science and environmental activism. You know, sort of a way that we live our beliefs in a lot of ways that way.
Yes, and I think one of the great things about the green man figure and all of its diversity has stood the test of time. Many people say the reason that there are so many green man faces and other imagery within the medieval cathedrals of old Europe had to do with the fact that although Europe was being Christianized for hundreds of years,
right,
that those peoples also kept alive old traditions, and that a number of the stonemasons really kept alive the pagan ways and the pagan imagery, and it was seen as good fortune to have these green man faces there as protectors, as watchers, as expressions of pagan spirituality. Indeed, some analysis of the cathedrals that were built have included looking at those cathedrals as imitating a forest, being lofty with light coming in and clearly having some green man images within a really spectacular cathedral is a wonderful way of continuing to incorporate in a really personified form that force of nature. I'm wondering if there are any other comments or experiences with the meditation. If our listeners had any wisdom come forth that you want to share, or anything unexpected that may have come forth as you did the meditation.
Well, there's a comment about how the green man is kind of stuck on as a constant archetype, you know, and so symbolic of the agrarian society, kind of comes from that. And I, you know, the way of life that was associated with, I mean, there was our ancestors, our agrarian ancestors, which many of us, you know, many of them are, you know, were in connection with the land and had these connections with the spirits that they, you know, try to appease and work with and and you know, cooperate with for the benefit of their what they were growing. You know, they're living on the land. And when you're talking about the cathedrals, it reminds me too of a story I've heard about how many of the many cathedrals in Europe were built. I don't know how true this all is, but I mean the story is that many of these cathedrals were built on the sites of, you know, sacred forests and sacred places, Christian sacred places.
Yeah, definitely that was the case, that people were continuing to visit these sacred sites and other structures started taking form there. It might be a holy well, or it might be a sacred grove or a place where there was a sacred tree. And I do think the green man not only can be used by those who are connected with the land and doing agricultural work, but also for those that do hunting and gathering, those who are connecting with the woods and other places as wild places too. And so you'll find that the green man not only has been associated with humankind working with plants agriculturally, but working with the natural world in its wild state. So sometimes the green man figure is actually kind of a wild man of the woods. So that's another one of the forms that the green man takes. So what can we do with the green man? What can we take from our experience together tonight? Well, regardless of what your particular spiritual path or philosophy is, I'm sure that you can find at least one aspect of the different ways of working with the green man that will appeal to you and can enhance your life. You may want to do some research on the green man. Go out on the web and see what kinds of green man images there are. Or you may want to share a green man experience, such as the meditation tonight or something that we've talked about, with somebody else that you know that has some common interest in imagination, mythology, and spirituality. Another thing that you could consider doing is taking a few moments after our show is done and just sitting down and writing what comes to you about the green man. Might be a poem, it might be a few notes that you jot down about tonight and what ideas and what images are strong in your mind. And I think another follow-up possibility would be to find some time in the next week to go out and be with vegetation. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere and temperate climate zones where the spring is coming on, it can be a wonderful experience to go and scry into the leaves, as I described some of us did last week as part of our full moon celebration. But you don't have to have it at a full moon time. Just before twilight's a really good time. Enough light, you can see what you're doing, but not so much that it interferes with your visioning process. And for those of you who are listening in the Southern Hemisphere, well, the vegetation experience is that of the autumnal time and still can be a wonderful time to commune with the green man. For while the green man is called the green man and typically is shown with green vegetation when there's a color associated with it, the green man is actually a year-round sacred being. And as we did at the very beginning of the meditation and envisioning an enchanted forest going through the seasons, well, so can the green man himself. You might want to sketch an image of a green man. You may want to take a camera out in nature and look for green faces in the vegetation that you can capture on film. You may want to write a story or work with the green man in other ways. By doing follow-up work with the green man, it not only strengthens your understanding with this sacred form, but it gives you an opportunity to work with your own deep self and ancient magic and imagery to enhance your own personal growth and life. Well, as we prepare to close tonight's show, let us join together for a thanking. Green man, we've called to you and we've worked with you. We give thanks to you and we invite you to continue to be in our lives, in our dreams, in our visions, in our understandings about the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. Green man, continue to inspire us individually and collectively to be part of the solution to bring about more sustainable life on planet Earth. Green man, be with us as we move into the celebration of Earth Day. Guide us in our own way of living life sustainably, and guide us in our interactions with others and our work upon the greater good for a greener world, for greener alternatives for energy, for daily life. Green man, we thank you. Green man, we honor you. Green man, we remember you. Green man, we treasure you. So mote it be.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.